Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
to be able to come across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful time, those of you that attended Mass. Hallelujah. Hope and pray and that God met you there. Hallelujah. And I know that He has, hopefully, was there in the midst of the service that you attended on last evening. And so I tell you, I just thank you for tuning in on such a short notice. You know, God never just give me a designated time too much to come across. He just hits me to give Him a word, and I just adhere to what He's telling me, and I act accordingly. So I just thank you once again for just continually to be a faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. And I just want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, 30 minutes ago, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement. We want you to know that you have prayer warriors that's praying for you and with you in your hour of a great loss. And we want God just to touch your heart and renew, God, the gladness that you once, hallelujah, beheld. So we're just going to keep you in our prayers. We're going to keep you before the throne of grace. So may God richly bless you and yours, is our solemn prayer. All right. We're going to go right now quickly to our opening prayer. I want you to come in, and I have your sitting capacity in the chat room available. I have your also the speakers, hopefully, that are engaging you to be able to hear what I am saying. So hope and pray that you're able to hear me real clearly and that you find your good seat. Hallelujah. And allow me to bring unto you a rhema word from the Lord. So we're going to go right now. I'm asking you to bow your beautiful heads, all of you that are in attendance on this morning, to bow your beautiful heads as we go now unto our opening prayer. And I want to introduce the psalm and present to others a holy and righteous God and Lord and Savior and a soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. So we thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father, we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in waiting, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are the craftsman. You are the creator. Hallelujah. And so until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, we will continue in your assignment. We will continue moving upward and onward, doing your will, and doing as you would instruct us to do, God. Continually to mount up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, as I first stated, traveling through this barren land. I ask of you this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the very epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the praise and glory that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. Let the Kingdom Cathedral of Faith say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to take you without any further ado on into a live program that's already in progression. And so our sermon on this morning entitled God's Waiting. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning entitled God is waiting. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're going to take our first key scripture out of the law of 2 Peter 3 and 9. And it reads like this. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Oh, my God, I do not have my specs in which to see, hallelujah, how to read. So if I stumble, please don't charge it to my heart, but charge it to my head. I do not have my reading glasses, but I hope and pray that God will be my eyes on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that we're in a Christmas season. And we know that during this Christmas season, we wait. We wait in traffic. We even wait in checkout lines to purchase gifts. We wait for family members to arrive. We even wait together around the table filled with our favorite food. We wait to open presents lovingly chosen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, Jesus. Be my eyes, God, on this morning. Hallelujah. And all of this waiting that you and I and us are doing, it can be a reminder to Christians here and everywhere that Christmas is a celebration of waiting for something much more important than holiday traditions. But we find out that the ancient Israelites, hallelujah, they too are waiting for Jesus. And although he's already came as the long-awaited Messiah, but however, has not yet come as ruler over all the earth. So today we wait for Christ's second coming. And Christmas reminds you and us that God also waits. He waits for people to see his glory. He waits for people to admit that they are lost without him, to say yes to his love, to receive his forgiveness, to turn away from sin. So while we wait for his second coming, he waits for repentance from you and us. What seemed to you and us like God's slowness in coming is indeed his steadfast, his patience in waiting. And that scripture reading was our key scripture on this morning, coming out of the law, 2 Peter 3:9. We know that the Lord is waiting to have a personal relationship with you and us, with those he loved. He made his first move when he came as a baby Jesus, as a sacrificial lamb. Now he waits for you and us to welcome him into our lives as Savior and Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that God is waiting in the silence as the world goes rushing by. Will not someone stop and listen and answer quickly, "Here, Lord, am I." We know that God is patiently keeps his promises. Hallelujah, God is just waiting on someone to say, "Lord, here I am. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Take up resident in my heart." Jesus is calling on someone. I don't know who it is, but you know who you are. God has been waiting for you to invite him into your life, to reign in your heart, and be your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. But you're telling God, "God, wait. I've been waiting on this cruise for so long, so God, until I return back on my cruise, then I will be able to talk with you." Some of you have said, "Lord, I'm in an engagement and I'm getting my wedding itinerary together and I just can't think straight right now, but if you would give me time to get my wedding itinerary up and going, and then I will have time to talk with you." And so God, it's just waiting and waiting and waiting. God is waiting on you and us to say, "Lord, here I am. I am a wretch, undone sinner. I have sinned before thee. And please forgive me for all sin that I have committed before thee. Lord, I accept you into my life to take up residence in my heart and be my Lord and my Savior." But yet Jesus continued to wait. God wait patiently. God does not rush you and I, but he give us time in which to make up our mind and to repent before it's too late. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, told his followers that he would return on a day when people were going about their business, sharing meals and having weddings with no idea what was about to happen. Hallelujah, as the days of Noah were, so also with the coming of the Son of Man be. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 24:37. And the Lord's purpose was to urge the disciples to be watchful and be prepared. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you are not expecting. Verse 44. So what surprisingly joy it would be to welcome our Savior on this ordinary day. Faithful and true will he find us here. If he should come today, watching in gladness and not in fear. If he should come today, watch, for the time is drawing nigh. What if it were today? Perhaps today, would you be ready? If God cracked those clouds today, would you be ready to receive him, hallelujah, as a faithful and righteous servant? Would your life be ready? Would it be pleasing unto God if he was to knock at the door of your heart tonight? Would you be ready? God is calling on you for repentance. He's calling on you before his second coming. And he's patiently waiting for a personalized relationship for you and I and us so he can come into your life and reign as Lord and Savior. You have to repent of all of your sins. The Bible says that we all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory and honor of God. So when we repent that we are a sinner and acknowledge that we have sinned before God, hallelujah, then we can come in relationship. We have come to the throne grace of God to receive his salvation. And that salvation, my sister and my brother, can only be rendered through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. God said that we must come humbly to the grace of God. So we know that God is long-suffering. And he already said that he is not slack concerning, hallelujah, his coming. But God said that he is long-suffering toward you and I and us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, some of you have been out there in the world, and you have done exclusively what you have wanted to do. God has given you time after time after time. You've had so many run-ins with death. The devil tried to take your life so many times. But God stepped in and made old death behave. But I just want to ask you, how many more times would you think God would be lying to wait? God has given you 30 years to get your life together, to get your act together. And yet you refuse to give God your life. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is waiting. He's patiently waiting. He's in hoping that you will not accept God's invitation unto salvation. Then he can ease on in and be the dictator of your life. He'd be the dictator of your life. And he'd be the ruler. But his end result is death, hell, and the grave. And on the other hand, if you choose God, if you choose God's way, you choose his salvation, you come unto him in repentance, hallelujah, and you can have an everlasting relationship with God. You will even have the opportunity to be able to reign with God when God appears in all of his power, all of his glory, and all of his beauty. You can live with God. Hallelujah. you can live with God forever and ever. God said, I waited patiently. Hallelujah. And God continually to wait patiently for his children, because he do not want not one individual lost. He don't want you to be able to stand before the judgment seat of God and say, God, didn't nobody tell me about you? I didn't have a Bible to read, God. Sister Green did not come by and pick me up as promised to carry me to church. It wasn't a bus line in my area to pick me up and to carry me to the church house. I didn't have a radio to turn on to see if there was a station in which I could hear the word of God. You know, on that day of judgment, it will be too late. God will not be attentive to hear any sad stories. He won't be attentive to hear any excuses, because God would have made it plain. He would have sent out his disciples out over the world in the creek and the crevices throughout the universe to tell every living soul about him. So God is waiting, and he's not slack concerning his promise. But Jesus is long-suffering toward you and I and us. And he's willing that not any should perish, but that all, each and every individual, on the sound of my voice this morning, would come unto repentance. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming once again out of the law of 2 Peter 3:9. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that most Christians prefer to see God perform mighty miracles rather than to have fellowship with him and learn of his ways. But today's text says that God made known his mighty acts to the people of Israel. But to Moses he's made known his ways. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 33. We know that the records, it records a great crisis in which Moses humbly prayed. He said, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way. Verse 13. He wanted to know God and know God's plans for his people, more than to see another mighty miracle. No wonder the Lord conversed with him, and as a man speak to his friend. Hallelujah. Commencing on the differences between ways and acts. Ways or plans are only made known to the inner circle of the saints. We know that the ordinary congregation learns only his acts. Hallelujah. But many people, we know, may not respond to God's heeding and God's warning. But God responds with an audible. Many people work for me, but very few are willing to be my friend. If you desire to know God personally, more than you long to see his mighty miracles and his mighty acts, you will be satisfied, hallelujah, just knowing God is not only seeing his works, but also learning his ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that we go and we read about on November the 11th, 1918 was a ceasefire. It was observed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And during that historic moment, we're told that millions around the world observed moments of silence while they reflect upon the war, terrible cost, the loss of life and suffering. It was hoped that the Great War, as it was called, would truly be the war that would end all wars. But despite the many deadly military conflicts that have followed, the hope for lasting peace has not faded. And the Bible offers you and I and us a hopeful and realistic promise that someday wars would finally end. When Christ returns, we know that Israel's prophecy will come true. Nations shall not lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 2 and 4. Then the 11th hour will pass, and the first hour of lasting peace in a new heaven and a new earth will begin. Will you be in that number? Not in the line that's waiting for that pit that Bible called the bottomless pit. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth, the Bible speaks about. Would you want to be the one that stand before the judgment seat of God and God tell you to depart from me because I never knew you? Your work was of iniquity. I've given you time after time after time to invite me into your life. To be your Lord and Savior, I've kept you from death, hell in the grave. I've kept you from bashing and beating and stabbing. We've almost got killed in an automobile accident. You almost stepped onto a railroad track when the train was approaching. And just in the nick of time, God stretched out his mighty hand. The devil told you to put a gun upside of your head and call it quits. Said that you was amount to anything. You would never be anybody. You would never amount to be anything. But God said, not so. And God spared your life. When the devil wanted to put your lights out, God stretched out his mighty hand once again. But how long will God be waiting idly by to watch you do as you please, live as you want to live? Go about your business as though he does not exist. But God is calling, he's waiting patiently. But how long will he keep the gates open? How long will he keep the doors open? Hallelujah. The day is the day of salvation. For we don't know what this next moment, this next hour, this next second, this next day will hold. So if I was you and I did not know God, I would stop whatever I was doing. I would lift my hands toward heaven. I would admit that, yes, God, I am a sinner. Rich, undone sinner. I have sinned before thee. I'm asking you to forgive me of all sins that I have committed. And God will place your sins in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. Accept God as your Lord and your Savior. And you will now be as a child of God, an heir of Christ. God will not be ashamed to call you his children. Hallelujah. and you can find you a good church home that are teaching and preaching the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. Attend Bible studies so you can get to know the biblical laws of Christ. Hallelujah. But until then, the devil will continue to try to destroy you in any way he can. He's not going to quit until he destroys you. Destroy your loved ones. Destroy those that near and dear unto your heart that don't know Christ. So God continually to wait. But God is not slack, as I have first stated during this sermon here this morning. He is not slack concerning his promise, but he is long-suffering, that no one would perish, but all would come to repentance. But you will not find peace until you find Christ. There will not be peace in your home, peace within your family circle, peace with your children, peace with your siblings, peace with your husband, your wife, peace on the job, peace with your business partners, peace with that doctor's report. There will not be peace until you acknowledge God as your Lord and Savior. Invite him in to your heart, where he will then take up residence. He will not take up residence in a contaminated heart, but he will only take up residence in a clean and holy tabernacle heart. Hallelujah. But until that day comes, those who follow Christ are to be people who represent the Prince of Peace in the way that we conduct our lives and in the way we make a difference in our world. Peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, we know that the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace. Our future are unknown. But Jesus, we know, and he is on the throne. Only in Christ can you and I and us can true peace be realized. So our sermon on this morning has been God's waiting. In ending, I hope and I pray that I have said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondent. Make it attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Guerra, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janiceWardMinistries.org. We're going to change now the dynamics of this program. We're going to bring you the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your mind. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. up now, hymns of Zion.
Thank you. I want to take this opportunity to just early in the night to introduce everyone to you. I think you might know George Duke. You might not have known he was my very, very close friend and brother, and you might not have known that he loves the same Jesus that I love. But you do know George Duke. Paul Jackson Jr., you met him already? You all know Paul Jackson. Ladies and gentlemen, from Cuba, Luis Conte. Would you please say hello to my very good friend and co-writer, Tyrone Dickerson, on keyboard. That's my brother and the Lord, and as well solo artist in his own right. His name is Michael Manson. And on drums, he's been with me the longest. We've been playing together for about 12 years now. He's from Dallas, Texas. Would you please say hello to Sean McCurley? We've got lots of special guests as the night goes along, but I do want to introduce you to these wonderful singers. First of all, Fred White, Lynn Fidmont Lindsay, Miss Tata Vega, Alfie Silas Durio, and my baby brother, Kevin Whalen. Sometimes when we're writing songs, the Lord will basically push us aside and say, are you finished? And Tyrone and I were in there working on some idea. You know, we got the computer and we were sequencing, blah, 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 and it wasn't making any sense. And then Tyrone played this thing kind of like a... When we did that, I said, hold it. I think that's God. And as we were letting God write this song, we said, you know what? Can't but one person play this song. And he's from South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Butler. In Luke 18:17, it says, "Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child." Now that leaves a lot of us out, because we, some of us, want to understand God. Now that's an oxymoron. Understand God. The clay just is not going to understand the potter, no matter how hard he tries. But it's okay. Shall receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. And Kevin has twin girls. Kevin and Camille, I should say, have twin girls. And they're 3 years old. And I remember when they were little bitty, 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 they would say, "All right, honey, now what do you say?" You say, "Thank you." And they would both say it. So sweet. They say, "Ta-ta. Ta-ta." And it took a while for them to get the thank you out. So I'd like to, if we could, have my brother to sing a song for you called "Ta-Ta, You Jesus."
I'm tired of Jesus. Thank you. Bum, Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, all hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have learned what life really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our grief will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas.
Thank you. Make this Christmas bright. No, it's Christmas. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking. Gone away. It's the bluebird. But he is the same. It's the bluebird. He sings a love song. Sweet old love. Walking.
Christmas to have. Thank you.